go. 8:14, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. See that video on Facebook over the weekend? It was another one of those Batman Joker parody videos.
No.
It's another one floating around, dude. It's pretty funny. It's damn funny, actually.
Well, what does it involve?
It's just a guy dressed up at a Halloween party as Batman, and he just goes as serious Batman. He starts beating the hell out of everybody. And then there's a Joker at the party, too, and he, like, looks over at the Joker, and the Joker's like, nah, I don't want any part of this. And then he fully goes into the Joker. Dude, it's pretty good.
Fantastic.
You are talking like Batman. Where is he?
And the guy that does Joker does pretty good, dude. He gets the impression down pretty well.
I obviously, Christian Bale was a great Batman, but just the way he went with the voice, it's just, it was like,
as soon as he put that mask on, dude, his voice, dude, just.
Yeah, he's normally done when he's Bruce Wayne. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on? How you doing? I'm Bruce Wayne. I will tell you the best thing ever. If you the greatest Batman is the one that Pete Holmes did, and I don't know if you've I think I've shown you the Pete Holmes.
Yeah, that was the college humor, wasn't it?
I think so. And it's just, oh my God, it's brilliant. It just look up Pete Holmes. Is it called Batman? I think it's called Batman.
Batman. I think you're right. I think you're right on that.
It's brilliant.
That was the original. That was.
Baby, where are they? I'm Batman.
Anyway, all right. We got to keep moving here. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You bitch butts in the business.
You bitch butt.
Katie. Damon. Where are they?
Okay. So when cops find drugs in or around someone's orifice, there's usually no question on who they belong to, right? Obviously, it's in and around
your orifice.
It's yours. But a guy in Minnesota recently got busted for hiding a bag of drugs in someone else's buttocks. All right, the old prison wallet, if you will.
Pull that one off.
A 25-year-old Mahad Muhammad was driving, and a younger guy in his teens was sitting in the passenger seat. When police searched him, they found a baggie of cocaine tucked with the teenager. We'll just say that. But Muhammad eventually admitted that they were his drugs and that he told the teenager to do the old prison wallet. Just put them in his pants, all right? The traffic stop happened back in 2018, and he just pled guilty on Monday to second-degree drug possession. He'll be sentenced in December. Look, folks, you got drugs on you. Okay, just pony up to it. Don't try and throw it on someone else. They'd be like Hunter and I going out, and then he's like, hey, keister this real quick because the cops are coming. Like, no, you keister it. I'm not doing it.
Here's the thing. Is there anybody, any drug dealer do to get a little nervous about, like, something breaking inside of there and then taking the full dosage of whatever that drug is?
Think about those guys, those mules that, like, swallow balloons full of heroin.
My God.
Dude, always
What is that show? Like, it's like a Border Patrol or something like that on TV. And that's a common one is they put them through the X-ray machine and you see all of the... Usually the condoms.
Yeah.
Full of, cocaine. And the guys on the show are like, dude, you have any idea if one of those things broke?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. You'd be toast, like Brock, man.
You'd be jacked up as Brock in the morning.
Don't get me wrong.
Two Mountain Dews.
I enjoy a couple fat rails of Colombian Bam Bam just as much as the next guy. But I don't need a full condom of it exploding in there. You know?
You'd be sweating a little bit on that plane.
Riding high for a month. Good Lord. So, yeah, look, lesson learned, kids. Keister your own drugs, okay? If you're going to be adult enough to do the drugs, you better be adult enough to keister your own drugs.
And think about this, too. A lot of those drugs that you're doing out there, man, came from a keister.
Yeah. Next time you're ready to, start the party, just remember. Someone brought
that
those
smell.
Over. Yeah. This cocaine stinks. This heroin tastes like garbage, man. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's your WTF. W.